CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to Wedding Central. Today we've got a special podcast. We're going to be talking specifically about the CEO sleep out and the fact that we were the camp outside for the sympathy sleep out. My name is Ntombi Ntlapo. We have Carly with us as well.
Fabulous. I think people thought I was a bit crazy when we decided to actually do it as a dedicated sympathy sleep out at Summer Place.
So who we have in studio today is we've got Pastor Jay from Usindiso Ministries. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
No problem. We have Rosemary from Summer Place in Hyde Park, and they were our hosts. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
We also have the fabulous Dory from Cliff Central, and she'll be reffing Cliff Central today. Welcome, Dory.
Thank you.
Fabulous, fabulous. So let's start off with the conversation about the cause for the sleep out. Why was the CEO sleep out actually started? Then we can filter on and talk about the sympathy sleep out, et cetera, et cetera. Dory, do you have some information for us?
It was actually started, I think it was in Australia, by a CEO who was inspired by an event that his sons were doing at a school or something like that. And he basically was just sick of gala dinners and was bored by that whole thing and thought, let's try to do something different and get the CEOs out of their comfort zone, basically, and try and do this. That's where it started. And then it's been spreading around the world ever since. And, I mean, the point is to raise lots of money for charity.
And that night, it did go wild on Twitter and all the social media platforms that, you know, there was a bit of controversy around it. But us being involved in it, it was so humbling to experience. And it wasn't about, this is about being a hobo or whatever else. It was actually just to, I have taken so much from that night, from that night. I go to bed and I think, oh my gosh, I've got a warm bed. And I think about all those people on the side of the road that may not necessarily have that. And also, I don't throw as much food away. When I go shopping now, I actually think twice about how much I have to buy. So it was very humbling on that side.
Yeah, and I think that's actually why the sympathy sleep out started. It's important to understand that the CEO sleep out is actually aimed at big CEOs. And when I say big CEOs, it's of these conglomerate, massive companies. So it's the banks and all these huge, huge companies. And their almost gala ticket, like Doria was saying, their gala ticket is about 120 or 140,000.
Yeah, what was that? What did it have to contribute?
I think it was something around 140,000, around there that they had.
And I mean, we couldn't do that. Most businesses or small businesses or individuals can't even come anywhere close to that. Yeah. So that's exactly why we decided to do the sympathy sleep out. And we had to basically register on their website. And then it was an 800 Rand donation. And that went to our beneficiary, which our beneficiary is here today. And then also what you had to do is you had to maybe donate or bring things and collect things. And the Wedding Central decided to collect all the ladies' products, which we are handing over today. It's quite exciting.
Very exciting.
So, Pastor Jean, tell us a little bit about your organization.
Okay, Usindiso Ministries is 13 years old now. Mm-hmm. It's a shelter, basically, the main thing we do, program. It's a shelter for a woman and their children. We are quite a big building. It's the old post office building in Marshalltown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, history has turned around also to something positive there. But we can house quite a lot of people. Our shelter right now has around 50 or so women plus their children. Mm-hmm. We also have a student accommodation on the fourth floor and nursery school and all of that. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What are the backgrounds of some of the women that come to the shelter? Is it somebody, I'm just trying to imagine, you know, is it somebody who's coming from like an abused background? Is it less fortunate? Is it with the kids? What are the backgrounds mostly of some of the women that come to the shelter?
Well, everybody's different, but South Africa, unfortunately, the abuse is really huge in this country. It's very, very high. And But also people come to Johannesburg, Johannesburg being like a melting pot, and everybody from everywhere else thinks it's wonderful and things are going to be easy. I mean, it is wonderful, but you need to know what you're doing when you get here.
It's true. Do you know what I mean? It can swallow you up so quickly.
Absolutely. And this is what happens for people who are coming from a poor place, even from up Africa, thinking they're going to find their pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and they have a bit of a shock.
Yeah,
because it doesn't go that way often, and people end up in Park Station, sleeping there on the streets, all that kind of thing. So police bring people a lot to us. Clinics, hospitals, all that kind of thing. I think that we find in Johannesburg is a particular thing for Johannesburg, because a lot of people are coming from everywhere, thinking they're going to find their dream. Absolutely.
And then what is a typical cycle of keeping a woman there? Like, for example, is there like a time frame? Do they have to like get a job? Like, what happens once I come to the shelter?
Okay, well, the vision is that a person who comes, they don't just sit around and do nothing. They come in, and the vision is that by the time they leave, they would have learned a skill, they would have had counseling, they would have, and the kids are going to school as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
They would be able to stand on their own two feet. Mm. It's not always reality, but that is the vision. Okay. That is the vision, because the people have to actually grab hold of that. And want to do it. You can't force somebody to change and to go somewhere if they don't want to.
Yeah, 100%. Just to go back to, and sorry, Dory, I'm going to throw back to you. Thanks very much for that, Pastor Jay. Why did Cliff Central, or maybe how did Cliff Central become the Sympathy Sleep Out partner or media partner? Was the Sympathy Sleep Out always a thing, or did it just start this year? What's the history behind specifically the Sympathy Sleep Out?
It is a new element to the CEO Sleep Out, and I think for the exact reasons, Carly, as you mentioned, that a way for people who couldn't afford the large sum of money to be involved as well. You know, Brent Lindekew, who does the good stuff on Cliff Central, who's always looking out for ways to help people. He was probably quite responsible for getting us involved. But, I mean, we just know that it's a really good cause. And, I mean, it just last year's Sympathy Sleep Out has changed so many lives. So much money was raised. And, that is the bottom line, is that it's about changing lives in the long run.
Yeah.
It's not about, oh, well, so much money's raised and then what? But, I mean, it's about supporting programs that actually have a really long-term effect. I mean, like one of the beneficiaries, the Asher Foundation, they do amazing work as well. They like get in there when the kids are really, really young to make sure that they get like a good education and a good grounding so that they don't grow up without, you know, without the
child.
Yeah, exactly. So that they, you know, to solve the problem in the long run. So, yes, I mean, we wanted to be involved just from that side. I mean, also, like, just as a digital partner to spread the word, basically, and try and get as many people involved as possible.
And I think going forward, we're going to do it every year. And
we'll see.
From Wedding Central side, we have committed, and I know some of the place we had the conversation around the fire. Hey, Rosemary?
I will not forget that.
You know, I actually, when I decided and I said to Ntombi, we're going to do this, and Ntombi's like, girl, I'm going to be sleeping outside and it's cold.
I almost wanted to go home.
when I said and told me I want to do this, I was like, do we sleep outside of our office? I was worried where a lot of it's going to be females. I was worried about security and whatever else. So that's when I asked Rosemary, is it possible? Because we're in the wedding industry, it was like, where do we go? And I actually approached Rosemary, and it was, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that you committed to doing this.
And Rosemary, why did Summer Place, why did you feel that it was important to participate in such an initiative?
I really believe that when Carly contacted us, well, she phoned me and she said, I've got a very strange question. I'm like, okay, what is this now? And then she came out with the Sympathy Sleep Out, and they were looking for a venue. And immediately, like, I'd been listening a lot to the CEO Sleep Out and the whole build up, and also from our side as well. You know, we also don't have that kind of money to go into the CEO sleep out. So I thought this is a perfect way for us to get involved. Mm. And it was, I approached our GM and I said, listen, this is something I really want to do. Do you mind if everybody gets on board with us? And they were like, it's not a problem. You know, so from there, and I am, we will be dedicated. Mm. We really want to get involved, and I can see this only getting bigger.
Yeah, I mean,
when we, that night, that we were night, standing there, and we were standing around the fire, and we didn't have such a great turnout, and but I can see that it was only.
We had like 80 people.
Yeah.
I mean, it, I think if we were like, oh, we want to have thousands. Yeah. But at the end of the day, we also had really bad weather that week that I think scared a lot of people off. And I think some of the social media.
A tornado.
I know. Some of the social media with the like the riot outside the bridge and whatever else, that was a bit, I think, scared people. But it was so great. We sat around that fire and we're like, it's such an amazing space to be able to sleep out at.
Yeah.
And yes, we slept out and we had our cardboard boxes and, I mean, and Tommy and I sat around the fire right until the end that everybody decided to go to sleep. And it was 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and that temperature dropped.
Yeah, like literally your core gets frozen. But I mean, from that, and that's why, you know, I had suggested you with Cindy some ministries in town. And I said, you know what? This is such a great learning curve. I went in there with no expectations.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I walked away, and I understand it's a sympathy sleep out, but I walked away with a lot more empathy.
Mm.
You definitely reevaluate what, like, your life and what you have. Or I mean, just to have...
I've got goosebumps right now. It just, really does change you. Yeah.
Just literally to have walls around you makes a difference. I mean, there was, you know, you have to scout for a corner that's got walls so that the wind doesn't get you and all of that. You know, those kinds of elements. And you say, this is a life that people live every single day.
Mm. Yes.
That's scary to me.
And there's so many people. And that, so many, and that's exactly what's also scary to me, is that you could... I live in the south, and every day I'll drive through Joe Slovo. And there's a point in Joe Slovo where you drive with your car just there by that, by Ellis Park, just before the Shell. And you, these poor people are lying on that. I've got goosebumps.
I look at it and I'm like, they've got so much strength in them. I mean, it's that cold. It's you can't even describe it unless you have actually been there. Experience it. So we encourage you for next year. We are definitely doing it. We are committed, and so is Summer Place. And you will definitely be our beneficiary again next year.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And you know, next year maybe you guys can come out, maybe even with some of the ladies, to just meet a few people.
Yes.
Maybe even share the stories or whatever. Because I think a lot of people not being involved is purely because they don't know. Do you understand? You know, if you don't educate people about what the cause is, and I think it's a brilliant cause, and thank you, and strength to you.
And thank you
for doing that. But I think we really do need to spread the word and make people aware. Our initiative particularly was for ladies' products, because you can imagine, as a woman, if you're on the street and you don't have, you know, pads or tampons or any feminine products, it can really be detrimental, because that's staining, it's smell, it's infection. There's all kinds of things that can stem from not having the correct lady products.
Exactly.
And, you know, and they're expensive. Mm-hmm. It's not actually a cheap thing. I wish it was just like a bar of soap, which is like, what, 4-7 rand or whatever.
Yes, exactly.
But and it's a necessity. It's crazy to me that they can wear condoms and not pads. It just blows my mind. But it's another conversation for another day. Thank you for starting it, and we're so grateful that Cliff Central let us jump on board to host it. And Summer Place, we cannot thank you enough for partnering up with us for the next couple of years. No pressure.
And Tommy, are you ready to do this? You're in and you're out.
Yeah, but you know, another thing that I wanted to say, and I'm not trying to be, you know, controversial or anything like that. I know a lot of people that I had spoken to about the sleep out have feelings that it's a dig at hobos, and it's offensive to sleep out and try and act like a hobo or whatever the case is. You know, having gone through it myself, I would really say try it out once and see what you get from it, because you really have no idea You can't even describe the feeling. I mean, we had, at least, you know, we had Johan from Gem Catering. He gave us some lovely, lovely food. We had braai stands there. We had fires.
We did give marshmallows. So we didn't obviously act like complete hobos, but we were giving something back to those less fortunate.
Absolutely.
And it was just, we really can encourage everybody to do it. So yes, Rosemary, we're going to have a problem next year. We're going to have bodies all over.
It was so funny on the night. We forgot to turn the sprinkler system off.
I saw a whole group of young people getting very comfy on our palm terrace, and I was just like, I'm like, what's epic my maintenance manager? I'm like, the sprinklers, are they off? Where do we turn them off? And the poor people, all I could imagine is in the morning them waking up and being frozen. Yeah.
And I just want to send a personal shout out to all the students at the SA School of Weddings. They were amazing. They made the braais. They welcomed all the people coming in, and a lot of them were students that actually slept out. I really think they also took a lot from it, and they really come back and they're like, oh, you know, we need to change the way we live as well.
It's definitely an awareness.
Yeah. Dory, just for the listeners, before I get on to Dory, for the listeners, please do try get involved next year. It happens every single year. It's usually that last week of July. It is usually a Thursday. It's the coldest week that they try to look for. I think that's actually that shock that you actually get the message. But do get involved. If you do want to see some pictures from the night or get involved with the conversation about Sympathy Sleep Out, Dory, won't you give us the hashtags on social media?
So the Sympathy Sleep Out hashtag was SA Must Rise, and then the general sleep out was CO Sleep Out 2016. So if you go search on those, you'll see loads and loads of pics from all over, all the different Sympathy Sleep Outs that happened that night as well.
And we'll also post on our Wedding Central page on Facebook and our Twitter page, which is actually Central Wedding. And we will post photos on the actual social media platform so you can see what we went through. And it was amazing to see the boxes that were created. I was like, why did I think of that? I actually pinched one box at 3 o'clock in the morning from somebody that was sleeping. I shouldn't say that, eh? But yeah, it was a great experience, and thank you so much for being our beneficiary. And Ntombi, thanks so much for agreeing to do this crazy thing with me.
Thank you. Drag me down, you're crazy. It's all good. But yeah, thank you to Rosemary from Summer Place. Thank you so much for hosting us. We really, really appreciate it. To Pastor G, we hope that you carry on doing the great work that you do. God bless you. God bless you and the ladies and the kids over there. We wish you guys all of the best.
Thank you.
And we hope to carry on supporting you.
Thank you very much.
Dory from Cliff Central, thank you so much for the platform, for allowing us to be a part of it. Jim, Kate, we thank you so much for giving us all those nice treats on the night. Manhattan marshmallows for all of those marshmallows that we fried and we roasted on the day. Thank you so much for everyone.
And one last thing. Gareth, you committed to us on the night last. You are officially going to sleep out next year, so we want to see you there.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.